So we're looking at the word magnified today. And last Sunday we started with three scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Has he not given you the victory? Amen. Is he not giving you the victory today? Amen. And tomorrow he ever gives us the victory. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says it this way, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to what?" He always causes us to triumph. Amen. "And he maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place." I like that, don't you? You know, one thing Dad Hagen would say, very oftentimes as he would, you know, get on a jet to travel, or, you know, just get in the car to go somewhere, you could hear him say these words, "Thanks be to God who gives me the victory." Yeah. Amen. Yeah. That's something he practices as a way of life. Yeah. Well, somebody says, "That was Brother Hagen." Well, you got a mouth, don't you?
That's right.
Amen. You can say it. Say it with me together. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Who always gives me.
Always.
He always gives me the victory. Amen. That's on the way to the doctor.
That's right.
That's on bill paying day.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
He always causes you to triumph.
Yes.
Now, I think it's 1 Thessalonians 5:18. We looked at this in the Passion Translation. It says, "And in the midst of everything, be always grumbling." No. In the midst of everything, be always giving thanks, for this is God's perfect plan.
Hallelujah.
This is God's perfect will for your life.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Now, I've discovered this, that if I will give thanks in the midst of everything, I can praise my way out of and through everything.
Amen.
In other words, anything that comes my way, thank God, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and the hand of the Lord is upon me for good. You know, years ago, a minister friend of mine was praying, and he was seeking the Lord about some things in his life. And the Holy Spirit spoke up on the inside of him, and he said, "Would you like to know how to increase your capacity to receive from me?" How many of you would like to know how to do that? Now, did you know this, that we're only able to receive according to our ability to receive? Right? Is that right? It's according to your faith, not according to his power and not according to his ability. But what your faith will do, it will activate his power and it will activate his ability. And so I want to encourage you this morning, don't allow your faith to lie dormant. He's placed it on the inside of you. It is a spiritual force. And he has given you this measure of faith so that you can face life's tests, life's challenges, and make it through to every storm that you face in your life. Amen? Oh, I like it. Amen. And so our faith will activate his ability. Our faith will activate his power. Amen?
Amen?
Now, if my faith is not active, if my faith is limited, it's going to limit what I'm able to receive from him. On the other hand, if our faith is active, and if our faith is increasing, what it's going to do, it will increase his ability to move on our behalf. It will increase our ability to receive from him. And isn't he good?
Yes, he is.
Isn't he good?
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. You know, he's just looking for an opportunity to bless his kids.
Amen. That's right.
He said in his word that the eyes of the Lord are running to and fro the whole earth.
Amen. Yeah.
Let's bring it down. The eyes of the Lord are running to and fro throughout the whole Bay Area.
Amen.
Amen. And he's a-looking. And he's a searching for someone that he can show himself strong to. And you know what he's doing? All he's looking for is a heart full of faith. And he's also looking for a people that are loyal to him. People that don't beg from him. People that just don't come to him when they need something. But people that will draw near to him every day of their lives. People that will live close to him.
Yes.
Well, how many of you know, if you draw near to him, he's going to draw near to you.
Yes.
Are you a loyal son? Are you a loyal daughter? Have you got faith in your heart? Then you are well positioned for him to show himself strong on your behalf.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
And you know what? If you haven't been loyal, if you haven't been faithful, you can just repent.
Amen.
I'm not pointing any fingers at anybody. You know, the moment I start pointing a finger at somebody, I got three pointing back at me. But the good news is this. You can start today to be faithful to God.
Amen.
Amen? And if you've lost a little ground, thank God he's the restorer. And he can recover the ground that you've lost if you will just submit yourself completely to him. So the question my minister friend was asked, would you like to know how to increase your capacity to receive from me? And then the answer came, yes, I would like to know that. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke up and said this, cultivate a lifestyle of thanksgiving. Cultivate. Now, I looked the word cultivate up, PT. And the word cultivate means to develop. Amen. That's a heavy revy. But also the word cultivate there means to pursue. So pursue and develop a lifestyle, a manner of life, a way of life of giving thanks. And you know something? That takes work. And I don't know about you, but I haven't arrived yet. But I'm working on it. Being thankful is the door for more. Say that with me. Being thankful, it is the door for more. So thanksgiving then is an act of faith that gives God a right to get in your business. And you want him in your business. We've had enough devil in our business. We want him in our business every day of our lives. But when we have a thankful heart, when we do this as a lifestyle, it does something in our hearts. What it does, it enlarges your insides. It enlarges your capacity to receive. It is an act of faith that pleases your Father. It is God pleasing to him when you're thanking him and praising him. And we do not do this necessarily for his benefit. He's not insecure. He's good. We do this for our benefit. It will change your disposition. It will change your countenance. It will take the sour out of your face and put a smile on your face. And you will be radiant, glory to God, with the presence of God. A face se cobretisce pando le castiando. A face-to-face fellowship with him will cause your heart to be glad and will cause your face to become radiant with the presence. And so shall the presence of the Lord flow through your smile and flow through your voice, and the goodness of God shall be seen all around your life. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory.
Is anybody interested in being thankful?
Yes.
Amen. You know, it gives him, once again, a way into your life to where he can just flat fix anything. You know, a missionary found that out. She was a missionary to China. And this was many years ago. And she came up with, she contracted smallpox. And these poxes were all over her. I mean, from her head to her toes. She was very, very sick. And she was quarantined. And, you know, she really didn't quite know how to handle this or what to do. You know, she was in Christ. How many of you know when you don't know what to do, you need to go to the one who does know what to do?
That's right.
And then when he shows you what to do, do it.
Yeah.
Right? Amen. Just do it. Oh, that sounds like Nike. Okay, whatever. See, there was no cure. And so she fervently started seeking the Lord, and then the Lord showed her a vision of two baskets. The one basket contained the test and the trial, and that was the smallpox. And the other basket was full. And that basket was full. And the other basket contained her praise, and that basket was only half full. And so the Lord began to show her that if you will praise me and give me thanksgiving until your praise gas basket gets full, amen, and outweighs the test basket, you will receive your healing. Amen. The healing will be manifested. So what did she do? She didn't just lay there worrying about the test. She didn't just lay there looking at the symptoms. No, she thanked God. She fervently praised God. I mean, she praised God and thanked God from the morning till evening. She didn't magnify the smallpox, she magnified the Lord. See, what we magnify, we give place to. That's positive or negative. If we magnify the Lord over the test and the trial, we're going to come through. And so she spent lots of time. And finally, one day, the result was she got completely free from the smallpox. The Lord showed her that her praise basket was full, and she walked out of that quarantined room whole and healed by the power of God. Now, I believe this, that if that'll work for her, that'll work for me. You may be going through a test right now. The scripture tells us that we are to count it all joy when we what? When we fall into different temptations, tests, and trials. Count it all joy. So you too can praise Him. You too can praise Him through the storms of your life. You too can give Him thanksgiving. Amen? Amen. And you too can receive your breakthrough. Now, how many of you know it's great to come to church and praise the Lord like we praise the Lord today? Amen. We love that new song, Praise the Lord. Amen? Yes. But you know, we cannot hire someone else to do our praising for us. Amen? Yes. Pastor Tom leads us in praise, but he's not doing your praising. You got to do your praising. And folks, I don't want to be ugly about it, but if you can't do it in here, I mean, if you're like this, I don't want to be ugly now, but some of you need to notify your face that you're saved. Anyway, scratch that from the whatever. Well, somebody says, you know what, Pastor Mark, I don't feel like praising. Well, what does your feelings have to do with it? If you submit your feelings to God and you do what the Word of God says to do, eventually your feelings will change. Glory to God. Let's lift our hands right now and give Him praise. Ha, ha, ha. Uh-uh. Now, take for example what the book of James says. I think it's James 5 somewhere. It says, is any among you afflicted? Let him do what? Let him pray. Now, thank God we can pray for one another. But don't expect me to do all your praying for you. Right? And then it goes on to say, if anyone among you is merry, let him sing. Now, I don't call up Jamar at midnight on Friday night and say, Jamar, I'm merry, sing for me. Now, I'm quite sure of this, that Jamar will rejoice with me. But I need to learn to do my own singing.
Amen.
I need to learn to do my own thanking.
Yeah.
See, the Bible says we are to rejoice with those who rejoice. We're not going to do all the rejoicing for you, but we'll get on the dance floor and rejoice with you. But you got to get out there on the dance floor yourself and do some rejoicing and get down with your good self and magnify the Lord. Are you getting that? Develop this as a way of life, as a way of life, as a lifestyle. Now, Luke chapter 17, let's look there. Luke the 17th chapter. Notice with me in verse 12. It says, he entered into a certain village. There met him 10 men that were lepers. And they stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Or have compassion on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves to the priests. And it came to pass, as they hung around for 2 days... No, it came to pass as they went. What did they do? They activated what was said. By what? By their actions. It required movement on their part. If they hadn't moved, they would not be cleansed. And so, see, faith is acting on the word of the Lord. Say that with me. Faith, it's an act. And faith is acting on the word of God. And so it says again, as they went, they were cleansed. All 10 of them were cleansed. Do you see that? Now notice what happened. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back. And with a loud voice, come on, with a loud voice, with a loud voice, with a loud voice, he glorified God. Notice God didn't get any glory while they were leprous, but he got the glory after he was cleansed. Amen. And so, he turned around with a loud voice. I like what one translation says, shouting out joyous praises and glorifying God. Amen. Shouting out joyous praises and glorifying God. Now notice this. Now you're going to see a connection here now in a moment. A connection between giving of thanks and glorifying God. When you are magnifying God, you are glorifying God. When you are giving thanks, you are glorifying him. Notice next verse. And fell down at his feet, giving him thanks. Woo, glory to God, for he was a Samaritan. And then notice what Jesus said. And Jesus, the Passion says he thanked him over and over again. Verse 17. And Jesus answered, said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. You see, my brothers and sisters, many will lift up their voice when they have a need. And we should lift up our voice when we have a need. But between lifting up our voice and asking him to do something, we need to maintain a spirit of praise. And then when you get your answer to prayer, or a better way to say it, then when you get the manifestation of your prayer, you need to get louder about it. Amen. I have a hallway in my house. I call it Hallelujah Hallway. And what I do sometimes when the test is on, I just run up and down the hallway. I wave to Brenda. She'll go one way, I'll go another way, and we will rejoice. Oh, praise God. Come on, now, how many of you have seen God do some great things in your life? He is not finished yet. You're not too old, you're not too young, whether you're retired or not, he's not finished with you yet. He that has begun a good work in you is going to complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. Has he begun a good work in you?
Yes.
He will continue to do so.
Amen.
Verse 19, and he said unto him, arise, go your way. My power made you whole.
No.
He said, my faith has made you whole. Now mark it down. His power was activated through his faith. Amen. So what does it mean to magnify the Lord? We know a famous verse of scripture, Psalms 34, verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Now notice verse 3. Let's read this together, if you would, please. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. The word magnify simply means to glorify. It means to extol. It means to laud. It means to adore. It means to reverence. Oh, magnify the Lord. Now, we all know what a magnifying glass does. We've looked through magnifying glasses. And what a magnifying glass does, it makes something that we're looking at bigger. Well, how many of you know God's already big? He's the Most High God. He's El Shaddai. He's more than enough. But you know what? He can get bigger to us. And that happens when we magnify him. Say it with me. Oh, magnify the Lord. Let us exalt his name together. Amen. He can get bigger in our eyes. Years ago, when Olivia, our granddaughter, who's now 15 years old, my goodness, she's almost as tall as Brenda. Is she taller than you now?
She's 3 inches taller.
3 inches taller. And Brenda's 6'3". She's a tall drink of water, let's put it that way. 5'10". Anyway, when she's just a little girl, John and Olivia have always really, really, really been close. And I think they're down by the ocean. They live down in Southern California. And they were looking up in the sky, and it was nighttime, and they were looking at the moon. And John said to Olivia, you know, Olivia, God put that moon there. He put the stars there. He put the ocean there. He told her, he says, God is so powerful that he made everything. And Olivia said, I want that power. I mean, you know, kids are exposed to a lot of junk these days. A lot of things. I want that power. And John prayed with her. I believe that's the first time he really prayed with her to make Jesus the Lord of her life. And John looked at her afterwards and he said, so? And she said, awesome. Awesome. You see, Jesus was magnified that day in her eyes. You know, what won't he do for his children? What won't he do for you? Oh, praise God. Everyone say, awesome. And so as we magnify the Lord, here's what happens. Our vision is enlarged, and our vision is ever increasing. And if we want to enlarge our capacity to receive from him, then we must magnify and extol him. This will increase his work in our life. Hallelujah. When my ability to receive from him is increased, then his involvement in my life is enlarged. We magnify. Whatever we magnify, somebody says, well, this is a little repetitive. It's because it needs to be. It's because we need to get this. That needs to become real down on the inside of us. Because you're going to face some things this week that you're going to have the opportunity to magnify.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Listen to this statement. Whatever we magnify and glorify, we give place to in our lives. Okay? Look at Romans chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. This is speaking about Abraham. He says, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which spoken, so shall thy seed be. Notice verse 19. Read it with me if you will. Ready, read. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Now, another way that we could say it this way, he didn't magnify his body. He didn't magnify Sarah's body. He did not magnify his incapability. He magnified the capability of God. So this was something that Abraham did, and as a result of Abraham doing that, he positioned himself to become the father of many nations. Amen. He didn't glorify how old he was. He did not glorify that. He glorified what God said. Don't ever use your words to magnify the circumstance. Don't ever use your words. God gave you faith in your heart, and he gave you words to speak so that you might overcome the things that you are facing. Amen. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. So thinking then and talking about it opens the door for it to get bigger. The more you talk and think and focus, the more it's being magnified. But what if you were to magnify the Lord? What if you were to magnify your healer? What if you were to magnify your provider? What if you were to magnify your restorer? What if you were to magnify Jehovah Jireh, your God who supplies all of your need? What if you were to magnify in the midst of a stressful situation that he is Jehovah Shalom, that he is your peace, and that he is giving you right now a peace that passes your understanding? Amen. You see, you can either magnify what's going on in the economy in this world system, or you can magnify what's going on in the economy of heaven's system.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can magnify the fear that is out there, and there's a lot of fear out there. I mean, this world is filled with the spirit of fear. But we are not of this world. I'm going to say it again. We are not of this world. Greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Say it with me. I've got the greater one in me. Amen. Somebody says, well, I've fallen and I've missed it and I've, you know, I just don't feel like going to church anymore and I don't feel like reading my Bible anymore. What you're doing is you're magnifying your feelings. You're magnifying the fact that you've missed it. Okay, you've missed it. Repent now and get over it. And get up. And get back into the things of God that will keep you from falling.
Amen.
It'll keep you from failing.
Yeah.
So we do not want to magnify the fact that we may have missed it. What we want to magnify and who we want to magnify, that he restores us. He restores us. He restores our soul. He restores unto us the joy of our salvation. So don't kick yourself. And don't keep you down on the ground. Get on up.
Yeah, that's right. Get up.
You know, Micah says it this way. When I fall, I'm going to get up. When I fall, I shall arise. I've had the Lord speak to me recently. He said this to me. I'm bigger than any mistakes you've ever made.
Praise God. Yeah.
Somebody says, Pastor Mark, have you made mistakes? Well, have you? We're not going to sit here and magnify the mistakes we've made. Well, we're going to magnify. He restores. He forgives. He cleanses. Amen. He's made us the righteousness of God in Christ.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Don't magnify unworthiness. Yeah, in the natural realm, we are all unworthy. But in the spirit realm, we're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to magnify, oh, I'm so unworthy, I'm so unworthy. No, I'm going to magnify the worthy one. I'm going to magnify Him who became sin for me, that I might be made the righteousness of God in Him. That's what I'm going to magnify. I'm not going to sit around and try to figure out how in the world am I going to get out of debt. I'm not going to compare myself with the debt. I'm going to compare the debt with El Shaddai, the God that's more than enough. I'm not going to play the comparison game. I'm not comparing myself with you. Don't compare yourself with me. Compare yourself with the Lord. Compare yourself with what God's put in you, what God has called you to do. You know, David, when he went out to sling Goliath and to slew Goliath, he did not compare himself with the size of Goliath. He compared himself with the size of his God. He looked at Goliath as an uncircumcised Philistine, as a man that was out without a covenant. He may have been 7'6" tall, I don't know, but he knew that the greater one lived on the inside of him, and that he had a covenant with a covenant-keeping God. Don't compare yourself with the giants in the land that you're facing. Compare those giants with the size of your God. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be magnified. Can we magnify Him for a few moments right now? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I magnify You, Lord. I magnify You. I magnify You. Woo, glory to God. And if you've gotten out of sorts with somebody, if someone has attacked you, either physically or mostly with words, if someone has attacked you, stop magnifying the attack and start magnifying the Lord who protects you from any evil words, who protects you from any evil people. Magnify Him. Amen. Now, every one of us are going to have an opportunity to get in strife. Am I preaching to the right crowd? Every one of us are going to have that opportunity to fall out of sorts with a brother or a sister or somebody else, right? And so what we can do then, instead of yielding to the strife and allowing our feelings to go haywire and magnify this, well, Brother Mike said something bad about me, I just don't know whether I can get over it. No, I'm not going to magnify that. I'm going to magnify the love of God. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to magnify the love of God to the degree that I'm going to pray for Brother Mike. Amen. I'm going to pray for my brother. Well, yeah, but they said this and they said that. Yeah, but here's what God said. Are you listening to me? Here's what God said. God said, forgive. Even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you, partner.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Amen? So don't magnify old hurts. Don't magnify old wounds. Stop rehearsing them. Stop talking about them. Stop opening up the wound. And then you got to go through that whole process again of repentance. No, settle it once and for all. It's done. It's forgotten. It's history. The door is shut on that. And today is a brand new day. This is the day the Lord has made. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we're getting somewhere now. Somebody said, Pastor Mark, you're getting in my business. No, I'm not getting in your business. God's getting in your business. Amen. Have you got a heart to hear? Amen. Whatever we magnify, we give place to. You know, even when it comes to sickness and disease. You know, most people know more about the medical science realm, the Latin names and the medical names and all the ins and outs and ups and downs. There's nothing wrong with doing your research. But once you've done your research, close the research and start magnifying Jehovah Rapha. He is your healer. He is the Lord that healeth thee. Yeah. You know, researching all the medical things. But what about healing scriptures? Do you know any healing scriptures? Do you know what the Bible says? You may know the Latin name for rheumatoid arthritis, but do you know what the Bible says about rheumatoid arthritis? Here's what the Bible says. The Bible says He forgives all your iniquities. He heals all your diseases.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Again, I'm not criticizing knowing what you're standing against. There's value in that. I understand that. But there's a place where you can go over the edge with that. And what happens is when people go over the edge on those things is fear comes. Fear comes. And then, just like Job said, the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me. Right? And so we need to check ourselves and say, now, is this the way I should be responding to this? Or can I step out of that and can I magnify the Lord in spite of this? In the midst of this, can I magnify the Lord? Can my praise basket be greater than the test basket? And if I have a deficit in my praise basket and there's overflowing in the test basket, I need to make some adjustments. I need to make some adjustments. And you can call everyone in the 510-916-9818, 510 area code, and you say, will you do your praising for me? Yeah, we'll praise along with you.
Yeah.
Amen. Say it to me, I'm going.
Upward.
I'm going onward. And I'm going to the other side. What if you magnify the Lord? What if you would magnify the Lord tomorrow morning? I'm in traffic, man. And that person in front of me is in the speed lane and is going 30 miles an hour. Make the adjustment in your attitude and magnify this. I endure long. I'm patient. I am kind. I get out of my way so I can... Right? Hey. We're not going to magnify certain things. Quite frankly, it's just a waste of time. It's there. It's real. It's happening. But we need to look at what has already happened for us in Christ Jesus. In His death, His burial, and His resurrection. So Abraham, he didn't magnify. He didn't magnify how old he was. Look at verse 20 of Romans 4. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was what? Strong in faith. How did he show his strength in faith? He magnified God. Look at the amplified version of that. Look at the amplified version of Romans 4:20. Let's read it together. No unbelief or distrust made him waver, doubtingly question concerning the promise of God. But he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory. Notice with me, he grew strong and he was empowered by what? As he did what? As he gave praise and glory to God. Now, I've started reading that differently. I read it like this. Mark Thomas grows strong. I don't call myself Pastor Mark. Mark Thomas grows strong. I grow strong and I am empowered by faith because I continually give praise and I glorify God. Folks, that'll do something for you. That'll do something for you.
Yes, it will.
Try it. You'll like it. Amen. And then over in Psalm 69, verse 30, looked at this. You know, if that'll work for Abraham, it'll work for you. Psalm 69, verse 30. It says this. I will praise the name of God with a song, and I will magnify Him. With what? With thanksgiving. Easy to do it here. Need to do it at home.
Yeah.
Somebody says, well, I'm not a singer. No excuse. You do not have to be a recorder, but you can be a singer. You can be a praiser. Well, I don't know what to use. I don't know what tune to use. Well, you might want to use the rumba. All my debts are getting paid off. Jesus is my healer. You know, whatever. Amen. I'm more than a conqueror. Or you could do the salsa. Hallelujah, Jesus is Lord. Amen. Why not? Or if you want to, you could go Motown. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Amen. I will not demonstrate opera. Whatever the case may be. Just get beside yourself. Lose yourself. Amen. Pastor Tom sings in the shower. You can sing in the shower. Magnify the Lord in the shower.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Now, I do not recommend, you know, I don't recommend you, you know, going out in public and doing the Holy Ghost rumba. But I do recommend you do it in your house. Praise Him. Are you getting anything yet today? Well, we're just about out of time. And somebody says, good. Oh, praise the Lord. Your songs don't have to rhyme. My stuff is getting paid off. My house is getting paid off. My children are repenting. My mother-in-law's moving out. Amen. I'm just having a little fun. We must magnify the Lord, not the giants that we face in life. In Numbers 13, verse 31 to 33, it says, but the men that went up said, we're not able to go up against this people. They're stronger than we are. God said, it's yours. Go get it. He sent out 12 spies. 10 of them brought back an evil report of the land, which had searched out unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. They were giants. Verse 33, and there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which came up out of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. You see, the giants affected the way that they saw themselves. And if we magnify the giants we face, we will always see ourselves defeated. But faith sees the answer. I said, faith sees the answer. See yourself as a giant slayer, a mountain mover, a world overcomer, as more than a conqueror, a debt destroyer, a devil dominator, and a child of the King. And that is my message. To God be the glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Next week is Father's Day. We're going to have a glorious time. On Wednesday night now, we're talking about the gifts of the Spirit, and we're actually praying for the power gifts to be in manifestation in a greater way, in a greater measure. Amen. Every head bowed, every eyes closed. If you're here this morning, you've not yet made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, or if you're here today and you'd like to be filled with the Spirit, you say, I am saved, but I have not yet been filled with the Holy Spirit. Would you pray for me that I would be filled with the Spirit? We'd love to do that. Also, if you're here today and you want healing in your body, we're going to lay hands on the sick at the end of the service. Everyone that wants prayer in one of those areas to be saved, to be filled with the Spirit, or for healing, just raise your hand right now all over the auditorium. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. All right. We're going to pray. We're going to believe God together. Let's all stand up. You've been seated long enough. Amen. Have we got any magnifiers in the house? Praise the Lord. Amen. We are magnifying the Lord in this house. showing our appreciation for Him. Amen? Praise God. Let's sing something, and we're going to open up the altar, and we can go here in just a few moments. Praise the Lord. Raise a hand toward heaven and say, thank you, Lord. I enter the password today. The password is thank you. We enter your courts with thanksgiving today. We magnify your holy name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.